Welcome to episode 301 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by...
I'm out. Okay. I see where you really feel. I see how you really feel about me.
Dan Reamer.
This will be my last podcast, folks. I have been fired without officially being fired.
I know what everybody's thinking right now. You could just re-record that, and we could.
Nah, fuck that. Ain't nobody.
But then it wouldn't be
organic.
It wouldn't be genuine. It wouldn't be take number one.
Right. It wouldn't be authentic. Authenticity is what we're about.
I went on a cruise. That's why I was gone. So I'm blaming my sea legs for that shaky intro.
You know, it's been a week, right?
Yep, and I don't have sea legs, but I am blaming that. Okay. I was a bit rocky the first couple days back on mainland. Only when I woke up for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, what, were you rocking back and forth?
Yeah, like oddly. Like I was still on the boat even though I wasn't.
Yeah.
So I Googled to make sure I wasn't dying like you just did at the beginning of this show.
Right.
And it's called disembarkment syndrome. Some people call it a disorder.
So you had disembarkment syndrome.
I don't believe so. I believe I was just a little shaky from getting off the boat. I don't think the thing I had a title because it was 2 days and it was like 3 minutes when I woke up.
It could be. A syndrome can only last a couple days.
I looked like a newborn giraffe when I woke up.
You had a really long neck? I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I was tan and yellow.
I don't understand.
They're shaky-legged. You never seen a giraffe be born?
Yeah. Wasn't that a thing for like 2 weeks there or whatever?
Yeah. What was his name? Emily?
Something. I can't remember. But
Ethel?
Everybody was watching. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, they were on Baby Giraffe Watch, and it didn't happen for a long time.
Right.
That's one of those things where the payoff didn't match the build-up.
Yeah, that was a...
Because it just poops out a giraffe, and you're like, okay.
I don't understand how it was exciting to start with. And then when it got finished, I was like, wow, now I really don't get it. Maybe I'm a weirdo. I don't know. It could be me. But that's where I stand with that. What are you so intent on over there? I know y'all can't see, but he's... like staring intently at something, Ryan is.
It's not even worth explaining.
Oh, so it's something stupid. So he's...
Yeah, so I'm from Tennessee. I like the Titans. If you're NFL, if you're not into that. But they're playing at 8:30 this morning because they're in London.
Oh, so while you're podcasting, you're watching the game?
No. I'm not going to watch it. I'm getting the score tracker pulled up so I can see in real time as they lose.
Is that why you zoned out?
Yeah.
For a second.
My app is acting funny. And also, when I record, I turn all other Wi-Fi off. And I had forgotten to do so for my phone.
Got it. So.
Just getting that set up.
You're really not helping.
I mean, you could carry the show.
I have nothing. I did that last week. Me and Gerald.
That's a shot to Gerald right there.
I just said me and Gerald.
You said you did, then you added Gerald.
I did, right, because I made it about me first, and then I realized that we're a team. But I forgot that for just a second.
Wow. All the stars do. All the stars forget periodically that it takes more than one person to make the magic happen.
That's a sign of greatness, by the way, just so you know.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
You just slip every now and then and forget that anyone else matters?
Yeah, without a doubt.
So you and Gerald held the fort down last week.
We did.
I was on a boat.
I like to think we performed admirably.
Admirably.
Hey,
I would agree.
Hey, you started it with the intro, so
performed very admirably.
Admirably, I can't say that fucking word. Apparently,
it's getting
this
worse.
Morning.
Yeah, just hang it up. Hang it up.
Like champions. There we go.
It's good to be back. I missed everyone. I missed your ears. Like rubbing up on them, penetrating them. It's good to be back. Thanks for letting me slide back in them.
Slide. I don't know. That was creepy.
There was a brief moment where I thought maybe the Wi-Fi on the boat will be good enough to do a podcast.
And then you knew better.
To do a show. Then I got on the boat.
Right.
And I was like, this fucker's not even good enough for email. So.
Not watching Netflix on there, are you?
Oh, no. Uh-uh. I'll tell you what the boat had, though. I don't want to get too boaty with everybody. I know it's not a boat show.
It's not a boat show.
It's not the worst idea in the world, but it's not a boat show. We would call it Float Your Boat, but
we would call it Whatever Floats Your Boat.
That's long, but I like it. And we just talk about whatever each week. It wouldn't actually be a boat show either.
We just talk about video games. Why don't we just change the name of this show? The Boat Show.
The Boat Show with Dan and Ryan.
We're all stars now in the boat show.
Here comes this is what a copyright strike sounds like. It was too good. It's going to get us pulled off YouTube. It was too good. So the boat has limited TV channels that you can pick up.
Mm-hmm.
But what they do have is a camera that is constantly fixed on the deck of the boat where the pool is.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it to be quite enjoyable to just creep on people on that camera.
Now, don't they have movies where that are like in between? Do they show movies that are in between theater and coming to home video or DVD?
I believe that to be the case.
Okay. I thought they
do these little showings, and it wasn't on a full-size screen. It was with a very nice projector on a smaller screen.
Mm-hmm.
It looked really good. I don't know. I know the first day they played Avengers.
Okay.
The latest Avengers.
Yeah, no, that's...
And I don't know what they played any other day because I never even looked at it. I just walked by it, and I saw it playing.
Gotcha.
So I don't know the answer to that. But the creepy, you can watch people on the boat was nice.
That's your style.
Yeah. You had to mute it because it played the same song in the background.
What song was it?
I don't know. Some nonsense.
Oh. Was it like an actual song or was it like just some cruise orchestra made up song?
I think it was like a couple actual songs remixed into this like Caribbean cruise mix.
Ah.
Yeah. Which I don't appreciate.
Gotcha. So did you do any gaming on the boat?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I brought the Switch, which is a portable cruise device. And I played a lot of Switch. So relative to the amount of time that I had.
Right.
So anytime I was in the room, I was playing Switch. I played Switch on the balcony. The ocean at night is scary. It looks like death. Because there's no light anywhere.
I think it looks cool, but okay.
And so all you can do is hear the ocean. You can't actually see it. So Switch out there at night was cool. I completed Mario Odyssey, which I waited too long to do. That game was fantastic. I really enjoyed every bit of it. There's some in-game stuff it unlocks. I did a little bit of that, but I was kind of finished with it once I saw the credits roll.
Right.
Very enjoyable. I don't feel a deep burning to play it again, but I really, really liked it. All the way through, that's probably a top three Mario game ever.
Okay.
Like, it's really, really
good.
So it's
not better than Super Mario Bros. 3.
Well, nothing ever will be, but that's a time and place situation for me, I think.
So it's more, there's a lot of nostalgia involved in the Super Mario 3?
The way people feel, a lot of people feel some sort of way about Mario 64.
Mm-hmm.
And if you play that game, it's not actually very good anymore.
Right. That's how I feel about... Mine is Super Mario Brothers. That's how I feel about it.
Super Mario World is pretty incredible. So if I was going to rate them, I would probably say 3, World, and then Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe Galaxy behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Mario Galaxy was very good. And then I don't... Do you put Mario Kart go in there?
That's a different style of game. Different style of game. Doesn't count.
But it's got Mario in the title.
It doesn't matter. It's a different kind of game. So does Mario's Pizza here right up the street. That doesn't make it a good Mario game.
Mm. Is Mario's good?
No. It's not.
Oh, man. That took a turn. I didn't think that's where that was going.
You'd think it would be, but it's not.
What's wrong with it? Can we break down Mario's real quick?
Sure. It's a very... Very crackery pizza dough.
So I might enjoy that.
Yeah, I guess if you...
I like a crackery crust.
Yeah, see, I don't mind thin crust. I can do. I prefer pan crust, a pan crust, a good pan crust. I don't like thick crust.
Mm-hmm.
But for what they pile on top of it, it's just too thin. It's just
I will say I'm a thin crust guy, but if you don't understand how thin crust works, you can destroy it by putting too many things on top of it.
Yes. I mean, this
the very idea of a thin crust tells you that it requires less topping than a regular
one. This is almost thinner and crunchier than a flatbread.
It's like a saltine without the salt.
It's kind of like a Ritz cracker, maybe.
Yeah.
And
I like a Ritz.
I do, too. Not as my pizza crust.
Where do you land on Ritz? Regular or whole grain? Some people are doing this whole grain Ritz thing.
Fucking regular, man. Fuck that.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I like to crush them up and put them in my soups.
I like them in certain soups. I like saltines in certain soups.
Saltines I like in my chilies.
They're real good in chilies.
But Ritz crackers I like in my soups. My tomato,
I also like
tomato soup and chicken noodle soup.
I haven't had a proper tomato soup in years.
With some with a grilled cheese sandwich. Oh,
I like chili and grilled cheese.
I know that's a southern thing up here.
It's so good.
It's tomato soup.
It's so good because you're trying to be healthy up there.
See, I used to get fat. I used to get so mad down there because, like, up here, it's kind of hard to find, like, a grilled cheese sandwich unless it's, like, on a children's menu. And
right.
I don't order from that. So when I moved down south, I was like, cool, they offer grilled cheese everywhere. But they don't offer tomato soup. They offer chili. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why can't I just get what I want just once?
What if you opened up a tomato soup and grilled cheese place?
I could do that, but then I'd be too busy working. Then I'd probably never want grilled cheese tomato soup again.
It's true. You can't get that close to what you love.
No, they call it work and not fun for a reason. Not yeah. Hobby or enjoy. So once something turns into work, you don't enjoy it anymore. That's just the way my mind works. That's how I feel it should be, to maintain your sanity.
I agree with that. But I want to circle back to video games because that's not all I played. I'm going to keep this boat on the water.
Okay. Whatever floats your boat, man.
Keep this boat sailing. Let's keep this ship sailing.
Whatever floats your boat.
Right. Welcome to Float Your Boat. So my Switch is doing this weird thing where it for whatever reason, it told me Rocket League had to be re-downloaded. It wouldn't work.
Ooh.
It was corrupt. Not like a bad individual, but like the file wouldn't load. And I tried to re-download it, and I got this error that's like, you know, 2005-0003. And I searched for it, and it's like, oh, something fucked up with that download. And I'm like, yeah, I know. that's how we got here. So I downloaded it again and again and again. This is leading up to leaving for the trip because Rocket League on Switch is not the same thing. But I was like, if I could at least have it to jump in every now and then, keep my skills sharp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a musician's got to play his instrument daily.
Right.
You know, same exact thing here. You know, and any pro athlete, they have to keep their tool set sharp.
Yeah.
But it
continue.
I tried like 150 times to download it, and every time I get this error, this 2005-0003. So I finally gave up, so I went with no Rocket League all week long, so that was disappointing.
I bet.
And now it's become a principal thing. It's not even about having it because I'm back to the PS4 in Rocket League. I still have been trying every day to download this back to the Switch. I still get error 2005-0003. So if you're out there and you're listening, I understand what it says when you Google that, but if you could explain why I can't have Rocket League, please let me know.
Right. It doesn't tell you why. It just says, oh, problem with the download.
So if you read it, there's like several things. It's saying, oh, take your SD card out, put it back in, restart your Switch, you know, fucking stand on one leg. There's all kinds of, like, it might work if you do this. I want to understand why it isn't working. It's not a Wi-Fi issue. It's not a connectivity issue. There's something hindering my Switch from allowing me to download Rocket League.
Right.
And one day, so every time it starts downloading, it's about a 50-50 on whether it'll even start. Sometimes it just errors out immediately. But like yesterday, for instance, it usually takes about an hour and a half for the full download. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, it let me go about 30 minutes. And then it, in the middle of downloading, said, not going to happen, 2005-0003. And I want to know what's going on. And only it seems to be with Rocket League. I've downloaded games since Rocket League, and they all work fine. But Rocket League not happening. So let me know. Probably email podcast@gamestitch.com, and just let me know. You could hit me up on Twitter, and Dan could tell me. Make sure you put him in there.
Right, yeah. Just go to @game_stitch and tell us.
Yeah.
Don't go to @podcast Ryan, because I might not see that. And I know damn well that Ryan won't see it. So, because Ryan has the social media skills of a drunk sloth. So,
it's not wrong.
I know it's not wrong.
It's not wrong. I don't know any sloths personally.
Me either. But if they were drunk, they wouldn't be able to do social media at all. And that's kind of like you. So,
do you think though that? You know, sloths, they're not uptight, but they don't... Do you think, though, that they would get it, like, going? They would loosen up a little bit?
I don't know if it's in their nature. I don't know enough about sloths to know if it's in their nature or not.
You're right. It wouldn't be fair for us to speak of something we know so little about on the show where we always pride ourselves on having all the facts before ever transitioning into a conversation.
Well, there's some things you can get away with that on, and other things you can. Some things require an opinion. I don't think the mental state of a sloth is something that you just make an opinion on. I think you actually probably should go like be a zoologist or something to understand.
And
that.
I'm sure the sloth community is quick to jump on someone.
Well, probably, out of turn but that's about sloths. Now you're getting into social conditions. It's still not based in facts.
I like sloths. I'll end it with that.
I have no problem with sloths. Sloths.
I'm pro sloth.
I'm neither pro nor for. They're just there. I see no reason to be against. So I guess you would say I'm pro. I mean, I don't think they do anything, right? They don't eat people, and they don't.
I've never heard of a negative story that involved like an altercation with a sloth. I mean, sometimes they're negative for the sloth. Don't get me wrong. I'll
tell you what, how'd you like to be the motherfucker that got beat up by a sloth?
Yeah, you're like no one's like yeah. I was just minding my own business, and a sloth out of nowhere jumped in, started
and took my wallet.
Yeah. He took my keys.
First of all, sloths don't need money.
They can't drive.
And they can't drive.
Don't be silly. So. Don't be silly. He didn't take your car keys. He just lost them.
He just doesn't like you.
They'd also be the best and worst pickpocket because they move so slow you never feel it, but it takes so long they'd never accomplish anything.
Right, right.
If they could ever get their hand in your back pocket, they could lift your wallet right. Without you knowing.
I mean, they're actually named after one of the seven deadly sins. Mm-hmm. That's how slow they are.
They look cuddly.
They look like Jim Henson Productions.
Yeah, they look like monkeys that didn't get all the way there. There was some line of monkeys that were like, I'm not really feeling it today. I think I'm just going to hang out and lay around.
You know what's weird? And I don't know if this is something you do or if any of you listeners do, but if you do, then thank you for being as weird as I am. But do you ever like see pictures of like animals? And wonder what they look like without hair.
Sometimes. You ever do that with people?
No.
That'd be more weird.
I don't do it with people.
That would be more strange if you're like, I wonder what that person would look like.
Because people aren't covered in hair like
some
like animals are. No, but you still get a general. I mean, like for example, I actually Googled it once. A bear. If you think a bear is terrifying. With hair, look at a bear. Look at a picture of a bear without hair, and it's fucking nightmare fuel.
I think a sloth without hair would look like an ugly baby.
It would be, yeah, but they have the really long, weird arms.
You think they got like two elbows?
I don't know.
Let us know @game_stitch. Do sloths have two elbows?
Like, hold on. When you say two, do you mean one for each arm? Because that's two.
No, like, are they double-elbowed on one?
Do they have double-elbowed in one arm?
Tumble four.
Okay.
Can they bend it twice, or is it just real slinky? We could just check, but it's easier if you do it for us.
So did you play anything else?
I did. I played, I got the VR back out, dusted it off, and I played Astrobot. It is a PSVR exclusive. If you've played Playroom VR...
Then you know what the bots are.
Well, Astrobot is... That is the mini game that is inside of Playroom VR. Mm-hmm. The one where you control the bot and you're kind of hovering above him. it's a platformer and you're kind of looking down on him. That is what Astrobot VR is. They just have pulled that out of Playroom VR and really expanded on it.
Okay.
Even the crane game and stuff, everything that's in Playroom VR is in this game. But just that one mini game, not all the others. But it's really, really good. It's fantastic. It's one of the best VR games I have played. I told you before we started recording, I played yesterday for the first time. I played the whole first level, the first set of levels, I should say, mm-hmm. the first world. And I've been thinking about it ever since, which is usually is a mark of a good game.
See, it's funny that I haven't played it, but I pulled my VR out and hooked it back up after last week's news of Borderlands 2 VR,
mm-hmm.
which I am incredibly excited about.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'll play that. I don't know. I really like a good tailored, like, 4 to 10 hour VR experience. I don't mm-hmm. know how long I want to be in that world.
Fair enough. I'm excited for it. I'm going to at least get it to play it in VR.
I feel like VR is, and I don't mean this in a bad way, and I don't know any other way to explain it. VR, to me, is very
time-sensitive.
So draining.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Like physically, mentally, like there's something about, you don't ever get, so when you're playing a game, you can take a break from like the experience, and in VR you can't.
Mm-hmm.
It is all around you, it is all the time, it is the sounds, the sights, and
if you're playing with a controller, you can just pause it and look at your phone for a second.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, go get up and get some water, just stop staring at the screen and remember you're a human. And as much as I love VR, I do think that's why it's so draining on me, and that's why I like a shorter experience. If I could jump in and play, so yesterday I played the whole first world, and it probably took me like an hour. Like, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like there's 7 or 8 worlds. I don't know, 6 worlds, something like that. You know, I'm figuring on a 6 to 8 hour game.
Yeah,
it was like $39. We're all good on price point. I want to detour real quick and give a shout out to the douchebag at GameStop that sold it to me.
Well,
I went, you know how you just, sometimes you have this like a feeling in your gut.
About?
Whatever's about to happen. About, you just know what's about to happen.
You know a person's about to be an asshole?
So I walk in to not my usual GameStop, which is actually all of them now, but I was very out of my element, one I've never actually even been in. For the purpose of buying Astrobot.
Where was this?
It was for work, so I was in a work area.
Ah.
So I go in, and I go over to the shelf, and I see a nice copy of Astrobot, and I get it out, and immediately I hear a rattle, so I open it up, and one of the tabs on the inside is broken.
Oh, no,
and just
floating
I hate around
that.
In there. Then I inspect the case closer. Both corners have been crushed. Looks as if someone stepped on it. And that's where my body told me this will be the only copy they have. Of this game, almost no way that it's not the only copy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like a nice fresh copy, but what I told myself is, if they'll just give me another case, I'll still buy this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just put it in a case that seems nice. So I go up to the counter and I'm like, I would like to purchase this game, and the guy says, sure, and he goes over there and he's like, are you cool with it being the last copy? Yeah, because I've been preparing for the last 6 minutes while you rang the other people up, because I knew that it would be. So I said, sure thing, but this case looks as if someone sat on it. And I don't want to buy a new game with a broken case that has been opened. That's just too much for me.
Right.
So can you just find me a new game and switch the case, or a nice used game and just switch the case? Like, I'm okay with it even being used, because I'm, you know, I just fresh off the boat, feeling pretty good.
Right, you're all about to compromise. I get it.
Yeah. I'm trying to be a good person. I've been there. I know what it's like. Sometimes games show up, you know, broken. You didn't do it, though. I think someone did it. But he goes, "We can't do that." I'm like, the alternative is I don't buy it, and now I'm a little irritated. There's people behind me too.
Right.
He's like, I understand, but I have to sell it to you in the game, in the case that it's in, because it's new. Okay.
It doesn't even make sense.
It's not new because it's open and broken.
Right. That's not new.
So if you could just, I don't know, open up one of those 47 copies of Skyrim I can see in the drawer right there and just switch the cover art out for me, that'd be fantastic. And he's like, I can't do that, though. I'm like, so you're just going to let me not purchase this game? He's like, well, I can't switch cases. I'm like, can you sell it to me as pre-owned then? Because it's pre-owned, because it's broken and it's open.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't do that either. I'm like, okay, I'm just not going to buy it then. He's like, well, let me check with my manager. So it goes in the back. He comes out. He's like, yeah, we could just switch that case for you. No big deal.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now, and I feel like he's made me look like the needy person at the counter because there's a line of people behind me.
Right.
And I don't appreciate that. What I was asking for was very basic.
Right, he escalated it, not you.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I do. When I'm at work, sometimes things happen, and my boss isn't there. So, and it'll be a situation that probably requires consultation with the manager. What I will do is I will possibly err on the side of the customer, and then beg for forgiveness if I screwed it up.
But we can both agree that that wasn't even one of these situations.
No, he should have just switched the case.
Here, I'll let you in on a little background on me. You know, I worked for GameStop for like 4 years. I switched every fucking case I bought that was pre-owned to get a better case.
Mm-hmm.
And I did so a lot of times for customers who ask also.
Mm-hmm.
He did, and let me give him credit. He did initially offer me one of those big black generic DVD cases. So let me back up and give him a little credit for offering me something that was not what I was asking for.
That's kind of the environment, the working environment that we're in now, though, and it kind of sucks, and it really doesn't help the customer, is that people who have a job are so afraid of losing it because they will literally lose it for the stupidest little thing that is irrelevant.
It's probably not his fault, but that doesn't make him not a douchebag.
I think it does. I'm
in this story.
I mean, it got taken care of, so that's fine. But
here's the... I almost didn't buy a game.
No, I understand where you're coming from, but I also understand the environment that if it would have been a different manager, or it could have been the same manager, and because the manager didn't get to, you know, say that that's okay to do, then this kid would have got chewed out.
That's poor leadership, though, because
I understand that, but
your staff should be empowered to take care of someone, especially when the ask is so small.
I know, but that's the working environment we're in today.
Fire them all. Close the store down. Go the way of Toys R Us, which is back. Shout out to Toys R Us, back from the ashes.
It hasn't quite risen yet.
Back from the... I don't understand how you file bankruptcy, sell everything off, and you're like, we're back. We're coming back. Bankruptcy's off.
It's not quite back yet.
They're working on it.
It's rising. It's
the Halloween spirit is in the Toys R Us building here, so they'll have to work out something with them if they come all the way back.
Why did they need that big a building? Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
It's not... I know it's not, but they got the stupid little dividers up, don't they? At the back. They did not need...
Oh, I haven't been in it since it changed.
Oh. They did not... I guarantee you, it's got those stupid little dividers. Like a quarter of the way back. They did not need a building that big. Or maybe they got a really good deal on it because they're just struggling to get something in there. Because that is a big building for a retail store at this point. So that kind of sucks. So is that
all... That's crazy.
What's crazy?
Yeah, they didn't even, like, they just put, like, tarp, like, black tarp over the Toys R Us logo and just put the shitty banner over top of that.
The orange one with the pumpkin? All the Spirit Halloween stores have?
I think it just says, like, Halloween Spirit or Spirit Halloween or whatever order.
It's usually a pumpkin on it's orange.
I don't think there's a pumpkin.
Oh, I think there's a pumpkin.
It's just a black sign and says it.
Or a witch, maybe, or something. I don't know. The one here is different, then. It's got something on it.
Well, the one there is probably not an old Toys R Us, a defunct Toys R Us.
It is not an old Toys R Us. No, it's actually like a more reasonable size for a Halloween costume store that's up for 3 months out of the year for some reason. They popped it up in August this year. Is that all you played?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I didn't play. Yeah. I played hardly anything.
You play a little Rocket League.
That's
we got
true.
In there together.
I did. I played a lot. It's the same as last week. I played a lot, but I played a lot of only two games. A lot of Rocket League this week. There's going to be a lot of Rocket League for the foreseeable future because I decided too late that now I wanted to try to get hit certain levels. I should have went in with a plan from the beginning.
He's talking about the Rocket Pass, folks.
And I didn't. So now I'm having to hustle. But hey, procrastination makes the world go round, so it's fine. And
you still have time. You still have plenty of time.
Yeah, I have plenty of time. And I played, of course, some more Shadow of the Tomb Raider. Not as much, though. I'm having a hard time. That game does what I want it to, but I'm having a hard time staying in it, so to speak. And it's not, I don't know if it's me or if it's something to do with the game. Maybe the game isn't different enough for me than the other ones. There's not as much combat as I like. I do know that. But I don't know what's going on with me and Shadow of the Tomb Raider, but we're kind of in an impasse. I mean,
it doesn't appear to be just you. A lot of people are not feeling this game.
It's not a bad game at all. And the story doesn't appear to be bad, but from how far into it I am already. I mean, I'm almost 50% through the game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I haven't given it a fair shot. And, you know, and it's nothing specific that I can pinpoint. It's just not doing for me what the other two did. And it's a little disappointing because I want to know what happens because apparently this is like the end of the trilogy of where now she's the Tomb Raider.
Right.
It was her journey to becoming the Tomb Raider. So I want to finish the game, but I'm feeling like I'm going to have to make myself finish it. And I don't know if that's fun or not. But making myself finish it is different than... Because it's not like I don't want to play it. I'm just not into it. And it's really hard to explain. I don't think I've ever felt this way about a game before. And I can't explain the torrent of emotions I have about it right now.
You know, this game wasn't made by Crystal Dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't played it, so I'm speaking a little out of turn here. From everything I see, the game looks fine.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with the game, but sometimes when you take it away from the people who had the love for it,
the passion's not there. That could be it.
And I don't even know if that's fair either, because I'm sure people worked very hard on this game and they wanted to make the best game they can make. It's just when it's your baby,
yeah.
And the rebooted, you know, trilogy,
right,
was Crystal Dynamics' baby. I just wonder if it didn't lose something along the way because you weren't as attached.
Yeah, I don't know. But like I said, it's not a bad game. The story, the characters don't seem to be bad. The story's not bad. The narrative isn't bad. The way the game plays isn't bad. It doesn't control bad. It's just not holding me like I want it to. I mean, it's giving me what I want out of that experience, but I'm just not into it like I have been in the past. It's a little disappointing because I want to love it. I want to finish it through, but I can't bring myself to.
You think you will?
It's disappointing. I will finish it. But see, it's the same thing I'm running into with Red Dead. I'm not excited for Red Dead like everyone else is.
I'm ready to play Red Dead. I don't know that excitement's the right word, but I plan to fully enjoy Red Dead.
And the problem, my biggest problem with Red Dead, and I don't know if I've talked about this before, but being part of the Vanderloon gang or whatever does not appeal to me at all. I liked John Marsden's story in Red Dead. I finished Red Dead. But I like that story, a revenge of having to, you know, I have to protect my family, so I have to work with these guys to take down my old friends. The idea of this doesn't strike me as, I'm not excited for this. I don't like this idea. This is what I look for in my games. So I'm just not excited. I'm like not excited for Red Dead at all.
Still going to get it though.
I'll probably end up getting it. I'm probably going to wait till the online comes out, though, so I can play with you guys.
Yeah.
I'm probably not getting it day and date. I might. But I'm not excited for that single-player story because I don't care about what it appears to be about.
Maybe you'll care once you get in there and see that it's deeper than it seems.
Maybe. I don't know. But if I'm just a bad guy running with a gang, that's not for me.
That's what I should have called a bad guy running with a gang. Cowboy style.
I mean, I don't mind being a bad guy, but I want... I guess I'm having trouble understanding what the purpose of the game is. Like, they make it sound like the whole game's just going to be you hanging with the gang and doing stuff. And that doesn't sound fun to me.
Turmoil in the game.
I'm sure there's some other stuff, but...
Yeah. Let's dive into news. There's not a lot of it.
And it's... Oh, my God.
I don't suggest diving, maybe, because shallow end.
This might be the worst news week we've had.
It's light. We'll let you decide. Let us know.
Ever.
Story number one, Days Gone is Days Gone.
It's
pushed back. Delayed. It went from February 22nd, the most crowded day in video games ever.
Right.
To some date, not that fucking date.
April something, isn't it?
April 26th. And hats off to Sony for telling the truth.
Yeah, they're pretty sure that in that crowded bunch of games, Days Gone was going to be lost in that shuffle.
Sony said this was done in order to get out of a busy period and give developer Sony Ben time to improve the title. We recently decided to move the release of Days Gone from the crowded February timeline to April 26th. While the studio is eager to see Days Gone in the hands of fans, Ben Studio will take the opportunity to further polish Days Gone. Now, if you've kept up with this game at all, everyone says it's a fine game with no heart that will be forgotten almost as soon as it releases. You've also heard us and every video game site and show and everywhere talk about The Last of Us and Neil Druckmann and Bruce being totally upfront that game was not good 6 months before its release.
Yes.
Like, it came together at the very end. It's unlikely that game didn't have heart. Everything Naughty Dog touches has heart. So I assume he means the polish, but I don't know. Maybe Ben can do something with it.
And I'm kind of getting the feeling from that Sony's like, you know what? We're writing this one off. We're just going to push it out of a crowded window and just get it out there so we can be done with it. I just don't know that they have the faith. I don't know that they have faith in that game, in this game. But they can't say that, obviously. They can't say we're pretty sure this is not going to do very well.
What's weird, though, if you're sure of that, why not just poop it out on the 22nd?
Because they still want to make some money off it. And they're not going up against Anthem and there's another game coming out that day. Big one. Anthem and... I can't remember what it is.
Is Kingdom Hearts that same day?
It might be.
Or a week before or something like that. Like, it's everything right there.
If it comes out in that window with all the turmoil behind it, I think Sony's pretty sure that it's getting nothing. At least if it comes out by itself in this lone day right here, they might pull. They should probably pull more than they would at that moment.
I'll just say, you talk about a game you're not excited about.
Oof.
That's Days Gone for me. Here's how not excited about Days Gone I am. I don't even plan to buy it later on. And I buy every first party just about.
This is definitely one I will wait. I don't have faith in this game at all. And I am probably less excited for this game even than I am for Red Dead. But I will reserve my thoughts of whether I will buy it or not until... it's actually out, and I can read a little bit more about it. Because, I mean, we get the general idea of what it is, but we still don't know what the game is. We just get a general idea of what that story's going to be.
The idea of riding around a motorcycle and crafting stuff in the Pacific Northwest sounds cool to me. Pretty over zombies, and I'm pretty over bad zombies. And those look like not great zombies.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, I'm pretty over zombies myself. But
hopefully the game is great. I know people worked hard on it for a lot of years, so...
Yeah, how weird would it be if this just came out and was like, okay, this is the best game Sony's ever put out. How weird would that be?
So the crazy thing is, it's gone on so long, and it seems to be universally not loved so much that now people are like, what if these are just bad demos? Like, it's people want to believe so hard that now the message has changed to, like,
right.
I think maybe Sony just doesn't understand how to show this game, and I'm like, I don't know. They understand how to show everything else.
Yeah.
Be weird if this is the one they forgot.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I hope that it's good.
What if, I mean, how weird would it be, though, if it just is like, holy fuck, best game ever. Best game Sony's ever made. How weird would that be?
I doubt it, though.
Well, I doubt it, too, but I doubt I'm going to win $1.6 billion, but I'm still hoping.
Mega Millions up in it. Buy a ticket. You're no less likely to win now than when it's low.
Right.
There's only so many numbers.
That's true.
The odds are the same. The odds that you split it with somebody are higher, but the odds are the same.
Yep. And the odds are... You probably have better odds of getting struck by lightning while being attacked by a bear during a plane crash, but...
Those bear planes.
That's a thing.
They're cheap, but they're not worth it.
You got to look out.
Day's gone delayed.
You have to pay extra for the experience.
Delayed. February 22nd. Now, April 26th. Get your pre-orders in. Fucking year away.
And they're not zombies. They're freakers.
Yeah, freaker zombies. You call them whatever you want. You can call them pandas, but they're still zombies. Spider-Man 4. You ever heard of that? That's not a thing. Spider-Man on PS4 is a thing.
Fucking trolls.
Yeah. Speaking of trolls.
They're sticking it to everybody. All you people who bitch about stupid shit. This is for you.
If you remember back to what was lovingly referred to as Puddlegate before the release of Spider-Man, when people noticed that the original screenshots and trailers showed more puddles. And they were, they felt misled when the full game came out and had smaller puddles.
Puddles.
Now remember, we're talking about the puddles that you think we're talking about. Little pools of water on the ground.
Yes.
Puddles are not a code for something else in the game. They actually mean wetness on the ground.
Right, yes. Small formations of water.
Yeah.
On the terrain.
So people were really upset about it. And... You know, they made some, they gave reasoning, which I think is more than ever needed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, puddles are one of the things pulling down the performance, and it was super unnecessary, so they removed them.
Yes.
Like all early builds, things changed to maximize performance, or whatever. They said it better than that, but they've added more puddles in the most... middle finger way that you can do so.
Actually, what they've done is they've given each person the ability to create the puddles they would like in photo mode.
And there, it's a sticker. It is a puddle sticker, and it is a cartoon-ass puddle that doesn't look like a puddle. And it's brilliant. And when we were talking about it before, Insomniac Community Manager James Stevenson is the one that who attempted to explain it. The first time when people were really upset... this is what he tweeted out this time. Mm-hmm. You can add your own puddles in photo mode now with puddle stickers. You're welcome. Which is perfect. No problem, people. We got you.
We listened to your complaints and we have answered the call.
It's great.
And you can add as many of these as you want. Which is also perfect.
And I can't wait to see the memes. This will also become probably one of those inside jokes with video games that doesn't make sense 10 years from now. Because you'll see a screenshot for a game that didn't come out as promised, and it'll have puddle stickers all over it.
Right.
And people won't understand what that means.
No. Kind of like a lot of people don't get the Leroy Jenkins.
I love Insomniac for doing this.
This is great.
I love the people who work on this game for also thinking it would be funny and for just leaning all the way into it. And I love James Stevenson for the way that he tweeted it out. The "you're welcome" is so priceless.
I'm glad we could help.
Yeah.
We heard your complaints. It's all good.
We here at Insomniac listen to our fans. And if there's one thing our fans wanted, it was more puddles.
They were very vocal about wanting more puddles. So
this wasn't a story that I planned on putting on the news, but after seeing my options, this became number two story.
It's funny you say that because I was just about to tell the story for a little inside, behind-the-scenes look about how I just told you about this a couple days ago when we were playing, and you were like, huh, yeah, that's – I mean, it's cool, but yeah, so what? And here we are. It's on the news. That's the kind of week it's been, folks.
Yep. Rocket League.
It is awesome, though.
Sonics has announced that they are delaying Rocket ID. So Rocket ID was the cross-platform way that you could still link up with your friends on everyone but PS4 and play Enjoy with. And there were some people trying to backdoor the situation. If a PC links up with Xbox and then that PC was to link up with PS4, maybe, just maybe, everyone could play in one little special Rocket League world. Mm-hmm. It's been delayed, and it's been delayed for the reasons you expect. They're going back to the beginning stages with this to add PS4 in hopes that Sony will now add actual crossplay.
Right.
So while our goal was to release Rocket ID before the end of 2018, we've made the difficult decision to push the release into early 2019. The good news is that with Sony's recent announcement regarding full cross-platform functionality, we can now make additional changes to prepare Rocket ID for all platforms. Should we receive permission to do so, we're working incredibly hard to ensure that it's as intuitive, stable, and polished as possible before releasing it to the world. This is also a big shout out to Sony,
mm-hmm.
and everyone who loves Rocket League to shout out to Sony. Let us play Rocket League together.
It's kind of smart. They're kind of putting the ball in Sony's court at this point. They're going, look, we're going to hold off for you guys because you said you're going to do it. Now it's on you. Get it done. Or you're going to piss a bunch of people off.
I have mixed feelings about some cross-platform play, but I think for some games it's very crucial, and I think Rocket League is one of those games.
Fortnite's probably another one.
Yeah, games where the thriving ecosystem is imperative to have any kind of good experience. I think you really need to have it. And I know that everyone out there thinking, well, yeah, more people playing any game is a good thing, but I don't know if that's true. I don't know that I can follow you all the way off that cliff.
Nope.
But I think a lot of games would benefit from cross-platform.
I'll go right up to the end, but I don't know if I'm jumping off with you.
Yeah. So, interesting. Don't fret, though. There's more to look forward to this year with Rocket League. Right now they have the Haunted Hallows going. They also announced in their fall roadmap that Xbox One X players can expect 4K with HDR and 60 frames per second. And also in December, they'll have their new Rocket Pass hit and another fresh round of premium DLC. Plus, around Christmas time, they'll be launching their Frosty Fest event.
I do want to say, as far as these events go, for these holiday events, fuck you and your crates there, Rocket League, Psyonix. Those are bullshit. What's your take on them?
I haven't opened one, so I don't know if it's fair for me to speak of.
I'm calling bullshit.
So their old crates were different. Dan's referring to the new crates and what appears to be the crates going forward for holiday events.
Yes.
Because they also announced they have a golden pumpkin. They announced a golden package for this Frosty Fest that'll be happening in December. It looks like... Hold on, let me work this yawn out.
All right.
That's what the news is doing to me this week. It looks like they've taken everything from the crates that came out this generation, since the last event, and they've just thrown it all together, and you could win some of the things maybe that you missed.
Yes.
Now, if you open crates, this doesn't seem great, but if you don't open crates, it's a great chance to get some of those things without costing any real money.
But here's the bullshit part, is I opened up one, and it's my experience that in that crate, the odds of winning things are no different than the other crates. Because you know what I got? You know what I got when I opened up my golden pumpkin just to try it to see what was in the crates? You know what I got? Fucking ripped comic.
I'm sure that every item in the crate has a drop percentage. I'm sure that those are consistent for the golden pumpkin as well. So you're just as unlikely to get the thing that you didn't get before.
Right.
Bullshit. And on the other side, you're just as likely to get the thing that you already had, a.k.a. ripped comic.
Mm-hmm. What's the other one? Distortion Matrix or something?
Yeah, I like the distortions. I like to get those a lot.
That one's last story, super popular.
Maybe the most important one on the whole news cycle. Taco Bell giving away Xbox One X's. They're a gray color. I think they call it platinum. It looks like a dirty gray, which I kind of like the color.
It looks good.
Like a light gray.
But that's not all.
No. It will also make the Taco Bell ring sound, which is the noise it makes at the end of all the commercials that you hear when you push the button on. It's kind of like mine. I have the Forza one. It makes a car. It goes vroom whenever you turn it on. This one will bong, which is nice. It's not super noticeable. I think everyone that hears it will be like, that's Taco Bell.
But it's different. It is different.
I think it's fun. It works the same way as all the other things that Taco Bell has given away. You buy a $5 box, you get a code, you enter the code through text message, then you get a thing back saying you lost. So at least that's my experience with it.
And Ryan, you have a special reason for believing that this could work.
Well, yeah. So I talked about it before. My father, Papa Bear, dad, baby daddy. Not my baby daddy, but I was the baby. He was the daddy. You know what I'm saying?
You just made it weird. Just keep going.
Can you refer to your dad as a baby daddy?
Because
he was.
I guess technically you can, but you shouldn't.
Gotcha.
And baby daddy is usually used in a derogatory sense.
No, I don't think so. I know people who say baby daddy and they're in a loving household. I think it's a fun way to call the father of your child.
I don't know that that's fun. That seems kind of, I don't know, to me. Maybe I'm more prim and proper than I...
Yeah, you're a bit of a prude, but my baby daddy won a...
I'm a bit of a what?
A prude.
Oh.
He won a PSVR through Taco Bell and gifted that to me. So winners happen. And I also see the gold PS4s on eBay all the time, so I know that people win. What they're doing here amounts to an Xbox One X roughly every 10 minutes. That's what they're giving away for about a total of 5,000 of them. And I was telling you before the show, I use a lot of strategy, some strategery when trying to win these.
Mm-hmm. So what's your, you wanted to wait so I could hear it with everyone else. So what's the strategy?
So the strategy is, because they give away one every 10 minutes, is to wait to off times when people wouldn't be entering codes. I'll tell you the reason this is flawed.
You don't know what the times are.
Well, it's not just that. So they're giving away roughly 5,000 Xboxes. The codes are all already printed.
Right.
The 5,000 winners are already printed. You could go to the same Taco Bell as me, right behind me, and us both get winners and both win in the same 10-minute segment. Because what it amounts to is that one will be given away every 10 minutes in the time that they're giving, because there are so many boxes and so many codes.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with the time frame in which that you enter, or at least I believe that it doesn't. I believe it has nothing to do with that. I believe winners are winners and losers are losers, regardless of the time frame that they are entered.
Right, because they're already printed. It has nothing to do with when you...
Yeah, I don't think in a 10-minute segment it takes all of those and just randomly decides one's a winner.
No.
One is just a winner and people eat Taco Bell. They've already printed
5,000 winners.
Mm-hmm.
And... Mm-hmm. Because I guess I'm assuming that if you, yeah, never mind. What I was going to say didn't even make sense. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, There's no strategy to it.
The strategy is to eat a lot of Taco Bell and cross your fingers every time you
touch them. Because it's not the time, the 10-minute time period that matters. It's the code.
Mm-hmm.
So, it doesn't matter what the time. I mean, it could be we give a one away every half hour. That's not going to change it. All that means is there was less Xboxes to give away. That's all that means. So, yeah, you're shred. That's a...
Right, yeah. If the time went up, it just would mean that there was 3,000 instead of 5,000 or 1,000 instead of 5,000.
Right.
Yeah.
Which means there's only 3,000 codes, not 5,000 codes or whatever. But, mm-hmm. the time actually has nothing to do with it. It's what codes you are lucky enough to end up getting.
But if you're sitting here wondering if that'll change my ways, I will not. I will still continue to enter them in off times.
Why?
Because I like it. I like to do that. I feel like I'm
What are the off times?
At times that people wouldn't be going to Taco Bell. So Taco Bell closes.
Mm.
So they're not open at 6 a.m. in the morning. They haven't started breakfast yet, if your Taco Bell does breakfast. I mean, you can't get a double chalupa box until lunchtime. So anywhere from whenever your Taco Bell closes. I think ours closes at 1 a.m. So anywhere from 1 a.m. And you got to think about Pacific time. So that becomes 3 a.m. So anywhere from 3 a.m. to like 6 a.m. would be an off time. I would say that would be, your odds would be higher to win if it worked the way that it doesn't. So that's kind of fun. Throughout the promotion, though, they will be distributed to winners. A zippy 72 hours after winning, your Xbox One X will ship.
Nice. As soon as you win it, it's on its way. And you get it.
That bitch
days,
is in the mailbox when you put
days,
the code in. It says go. It says go look.
That's 6 days, actually, isn't it?
I don't know. It's not important. What's important is it makes a ring noise and you should eat lots of double chalupa boxes.
No, 72 hours is 24, 48.
What's happening right now? What if you just let it go?
I'm trying to do math. 3 days.
What if you just let it go?
3 days.
I had one of these and I'd forgotten how large and in charge the double chalupa was. It's big. It's almost a taco salad without all the bullshit.
So what else do you get in it? You get a double chalupa?
It is a double chalupa, a regular taco, cinnamon twist, and a drink.
That's definitely worth $5.
Not better than the Chalupa's Craving Box, though.
Which is that the one that had the burrito in it?
It's a burrito, a chalupa, and a regular taco, cinnamon twist, and a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And it's available every day on the Cravings menu.
I was never a fan of the burritos, though. I'm not a huge burrito fan.
I like a burrito.
I mean, I like burritos. I don't like Taco Bell burritos.
I like everything they serve.
I don't know why.
Oh, that's going to do it for the news.
I like their breakfast burritos with bacon.
I a lot of times get the crunch wrap in the mornings.
We always go and get breakfast time. We got one right up the street at work, so we always go get like 12 burritos.
And eat them. You get those cinnamon balls?
No, just the burritos.
You ever had the cinnamon balls?
Like the tiny Cinnabons?
Yeah, they're the little balls that are coated in sugar, and you pop them in your mouth, and they explode flavor. They're fun.
I've had them, yeah. They're all right.
They're fun. That's going to do it for the news. We're going to transition into Gone But Not Forgotten, a segment that we do.
Probably not for much longer. Just a little heads up. We are in the process of figuring out something to replace this with because we fucking hate this segment. You all begged to bring it back, and I can't for my life figure out why. Maybe because you'd like to see us work hard?
Because you people are assholes.
Because I'll give you a heads up, we don't like to work hard. And this, coming up with a game, actually, it was easy the first, like, 10 weeks. And now it's hard because we have to come up with something new. Or I can do win back over and over again every week.
I'm not against it.
Because I have a special affinity for that game.
Right, I'm not against it. So this is Gone But Not Forgotten, our newest, oldest, favorite segment, where Dan, this week, maybe for the last time, is going to reach back in his gaming history. He'll tell you about something he loves, and he hopes that you watch videos or play it, dust it off, tell your experiences, whatever you want to do. Get all up in this game, though. And go ahead, take it away.
Do you like cel-shaded videos?
I mean, I don't not like them.
Do you like graffiti?
Some of it, yeah.
Do you like inline skating?
100%.
Then you will absolutely adore Smile Bits for the Dreamcast in the year 2000. Jet Grind Radio, also known as Jet Set Radio. Came out in 2000 for the Dreamcast. You can get it on a bunch of stuff now. It eventually came out for a bunch of stuff. But when it first came out, this game was just fun. Basically, all you do is skate around and tag shit with your graffiti spray paint can in a limited amount of time while you are avoiding the authorities in a near future Tokyo. You're in like this, apparently graffiti gang is a thing. It's got some Japanese elements to it, I'm not going to lie. The controls are very simple. And it was so much fun to just skate around and tag shit and escape the police. And every time, you know, you beat one of the bosses for tagging or whatever, you open up a new character. But the whole point was, this is the first time that we saw the cel-shaded visuals. One of the first games that did it. And, of course, it blew everybody's mind when they saw it. And but I played this game. This was a dark time in my life. And why are you laughing? Is that funny?
Yeah, because like it's a dark time in my life, so I turned to inline skating.
So I turned to video gaming was always something I like to do. Well, this is where I really doubled down on it. Jet Set Radio. I remember it was this and whatever the FIFA that year was. FIFA 2000 maybe, were the two games back when I still played sports games. Those were the two games that really got me through that dark time of my history. But Jet Set Radio, because it was just so much fun to skate around and spray graffiti and say, fuck you to the man. And that's basically all this game is. That's all you do in this game. But it's done so well, and it looks so good, and the colors just pop. Even on a Dreamcast, it looked great. So Jet Set Radio, also known as Jet Grind Radio, is this week's Gone But Not Forgotten.
I enjoyed that game.
Did you play it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that. Oh, another one was, what was the? Space Channel 5 was another one.
Mm-hmm. What was that cel-shaded driving game? Automodelistia, something like that.
I can't remember. I know the one you're talking about, but I played a lot of that. Think too. Of the name. But I can't think of the name, but I do remember it, yeah. So Jet Set Grind, or Jet Grind Radio, Jet Set Radio, whatever you call it. Got called one thing here and got called one thing in every other country. So whichever way you find it, doesn't matter. It's a good game. You should check it out, without a doubt.
That's going to do it for our Gone But Not Forgotten. If you want to squeeze one last one in, remember, hit us up on Twitter at @game_stitch using the hashtag GBNF. It's a good show.
Yeah.
It's a good show. You guys are lucky that we do this every week.
That's what I'm saying.
You're lucky that Dan didn't have to carry it because Drill didn't do shit last week.
That's not what I said. I corrected myself.
I'm happy to be back. I'm glad you had me back.
Yeah, we thought about just not letting you come back. Yeah, right. That's kind of, that was in the works.
Follow us on the social media. I'm at Podcast Ryan. Dan is at Shirtless Dan. Together, we are at @game_stitch. Let me know about the error 2005-0003. Let me know about that, motherfucker.
I can't believe you remember that fucking code number. Is that the real?
Yeah, that's it. 2005-0003, because I've seen it 9 million times. So let me know. And don't send me what the fuck it says when you Google it, because I know
what it says. He wants to know what's the actual problem causing that.
How do I fix it? Why do I just want Rocket League back on my Nintendo Switch. So help me with that. Thanks. Most of all, most importantly, thanks. Give yourself a pat on the back right now. Reach around. Pat right there on the back when you reach back there.
I think those are different.
That's what people mean when they say it. And it wouldn't be possible without everyone, without each and every one of you. So thank you.
Reach around. You're right? Got you all flustered, huh?
I'm fine. You're falling apart over there.
I'm not falling apart.
Like I sparked a memory about a reach around that you're reflecting on right now.
No, I just, it's odd to me that you think those are the same thing.
A double Dutch rudder. That we could, yeah. I couldn't think of a fun way to tie that back into something. The Dutch rudder is fun. That's a fun thing.
That's a you don't fun know what thing. It is, Google it. I'm not telling you. That's a fun you. Thing.
Don't Google it from a work computer, though.
No, that would be what's NSFW, I guess yeah. You would call that.
This has been episode 301. Sorry I wasn't here for 300, but we didn't plan anything special anyways. So it wouldn't have mattered.
We did. It was Ryan not being here.
Yeah, surprise. But thanks again for everything that you do. Thanks for listening each and every week. Thanks for making it special. It would always exist without you, but it wouldn't be special. Thanks. Tell your friends, tell your family members, tell your cousins, brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, and grandparents about us.
Cousins too.
Fuck cousins.
Did you say cousins?
Yeah, I think so. Also, don't really fuck your cousins. That's opens up a lot of dialogue that you're not ready to have.
I think it's got to be at least four removed.
I'll let three slide, and I'll let all cousins slide. If you didn't know,
it's okay.
This has been episode 301. Thanks for joining us. Goodbye.
Good night.
Good night.